Welcome to Outlaw Songwriters, where we explore a wide variety of topics, including the craft of songwriting with a man who needs no introduction in this field, Mr. Jeep White. Join us as we journey through the underground music scene with special guests and uncover the inspiration behind the lyrics. Without further ado, ladies and gents, Jeep White.
Welcome to Outlaw Songwriters, where you get to hear songs you've never heard by people you've never heard of, and all with a connection to the Lowcountry. I'm your host, Jeep White, and I'm going to be bringing you some of the best in local, original, under-the-radar music. I'll be talking about songwriting and the writers behind the songs and what, if anything, I know about them. I always start things off with one of my songs, and I should be able to do that and not do repeats for the next 30 or 40 shows. So I'm going to start the turntable spinning, so to speak, with a fun little song I wrote about karma, or what goes around comes around. Here is Slight Indiscretion.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Well, I was waltzing down the street with this young thing on my arm. A finer woman you would never see. When an old man blocked our path, he pulled out a gun. He said, "That's my wife, boy. She belongs to me." I said, "Please forgive me for this slight indiscretion. Throat. He said, "That's my wife, son. Do you want to die?" And I said, "Please forgive me for this slight indiscretion. An error in judgment has been made. I must have had delusions. I must have been. Please forgive me, good sir, I'll be on my way." Well, I was in the bedroom of this young girl that I know. In the heat of passion, you might say, shotgun in his hand. He said, "That's my baby. It's time for you to pray." And I said, "Please forgive me for this slight indiscretion. An error in judgment has been made. I must have had delusions. I must have been insane. Please forgive me, good sir. I'll be on my way." I went home a little early. I was surprised, to say the least, when I opened up my front door. My wife and my best friend were performing acrobatic acts, and their clothes were answer, and I'll be on my please. Forgive me, good sir, and I'll be on my way.
What goes around comes around. I recently hosted the Road to Memphis competition, which is a stepping stone to the International Blues Competition held in Memphis, Tennessee. There are two categories, solo, duo, and band. Performances are scored by a panel of judges based on various criteria as spelled out in the competition rules. Everybody uses the same equipment and gets the same amount of performance time. So basically, a level playing field. Our next songwriter won this year's solo duo category, and I've got to tell you, the competitors were tough and talented. I'm glad I didn't have to do any of the judging. The scores were very close, but Jared Pettis came out the winner. Jared plays blues and rockabilly with his band, Jared Pettis and the Headliners. Now, here's some info on the band. Jared Pettis and the Headliners channel the raw spirit of vintage American rebellion through the firepower of modern rock energy. Based in Charleston, South Carolina, and built for the road, this band doesn't ask for attention. They take it. With thunderous riffs, soul-soaked lyrics, and a stage presence that burns like an oil fire, they deliver a sound that hits like Elvis on a motorcycle crashing into Nevermind. It's blues with dirt under its nails. It's punk with purpose. It's storytelling soaked in the outlaw grit of Johnny Cash, the danger of the Clash, the restless weight of 90s alt-rock. Every song feels like a midnight drive with the windows down, unfiltered and impossible to ignore. Frontman Jared Pettis leads with ferocity and heart, writing from scars and truth. Together with his band, they've earned a reputation for explosive live shows, a growing international following, and music that connects with the restless, the wild-hearted, and the ones who carve their own path. Always moving forward, never looking back. If you're looking for mediocre, keep moving. If you want something real, raw, loud, and alive, welcome to the revolution. Now, I love Jared. He's an Iraq War veteran, a killer musician, and an awesome performer. I've seen him play many times, and he always brings it. So here is Jared Pettis with Black Coffee and Alcohol.
A shaking and a sweating with a gun in my hand. Can't hardly think, it don't matter at all. I've been drinking black coffee and alcohol. Well, I've been here before and I'll be here again. I breathe the dark stiff drink like oxygen. Hey, worry about crashing or from withdrawal, cause I pump black coffee and alcohol. I start every day with a caffeine. I'll give me the right amount of kick just to get me by. Seems like after 8 hours or so, I got a bottle in my hand and nowhere to go. The phone don't kill, baby, it's on and stop. I get tired of climbing, never reaching the top. Come try to cut me open, don't matter at all. Just bleed black coffee and alcohol. coffee and alcohol.
I'm drinking black coffee as we speak. I just don't have any alcohol. I played a lot of shows with our next songwriter, Mr. JoJo Wall. He comes from a musical family, being the son of Mama and Papa Dupree, one of Charleston's founders of the blues music scene. JoJo played with his parents at Mama's Blues Palace and still does an occasional gig with his dad and amazing guitar player, Papa Dupree. JoJo is a great bass player, harmonica player, and singer, and I really enjoyed sharing the stage with him and Mary the Machine Madden on drums. And we had a band called the Revelators, and we did some revelating, too. Here's JoJo Wall with his song, Bloodshot Eyes.
So please walk away. Be ashamed if you got hurt by my trouble ways.
I got bloodshot eyes, trouble all in my brain. I got bloodshot eyes, trouble all in my brain.
I got a hole in my soul, driving me insane.
Get something for those bloodshot eyes, JoJo. J.T. Morrow is a multi-instrumentalist and producer-engineer now living in Atlanta, Georgia. Making music for over 10 years, he got his start playing guitar and later picked up drums, bass, and piano. I met J.T. when he was the young age of 14 in attending and performing with the Low Country Blues Club at Smokey's Place in Charleston, South Carolina. The open blues jams developed JT as a musician immensely. After feeling at home on the stage performing, JT transitioned into recording himself, which only grew more during the COVID-19 pandemic. Since then, he's played in multiple bands, released hours worth of songs to music streaming platforms. Here is JT Morrow's That's the Way It Goes.
Comes the train again, head to Glasgow. Got my ticket here, stamped with golden tears. Don't you care to come home? Is this only for show? Do you really have to go? If that's the way it goes, I'll never want to know. I'll say it again. Never want to know. Go. Now I've made it here to the highlands.
Time for a quick break, but stay tuned and we'll be back before you know it to continue with Jeep on Outlaw Songwriters.